played for Bob Hawke. We really ruined that show.
We didn't think that one through.
He was really nice, by the way. His family was wonderful. We started drinking with them because we were singing or at their little dinner party. And then we were like, oh, we don't really need anything. We'll just have like one, we'll just share a microphone because we were trying to be no trouble. And then, so we did. We shared a microphone and Larry was like, we're leaning in, we're stepping on a thing and leaning, and we get right close to each other and we just start laughing because we're in each other's face. And
we were like touching noses.
And we tried to sing through it and we were like snorting.
We left quite an impression.
I don't think we'll ever be invited back to Woodford, but we're really happy to be here. And how cool you guys are here in the rain. And really dedicated. And we're here in the rain too, so. Anyways, what are we starting with?
I have the set list. I thought we'd start with In Case We Die.
Okay.
So it's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a good death song, right?
Good way to, yeah. Have some rebirth, maybe, hopefully. Okay, this is called In Case We Die. Of all the world,
machine. It's kind of cool.
It might just be bad breath. Behind you can see.
Well, so we started off kind of politically talking about Bob Hawke, and now maybe we should
stick with the political.
Maybe
we're both fans. We've never been political before.
Not until the election in the United States.
We should probably say that we have some profanity in our songs, and song number two is called "Shit Makes the Flowers Grow." And then towards the end of the set, we might drop some F-bombs, so if anybody might be offended, you have some time to kind of slowly move however you want to go, but everyone's welcome. So this one's called "Shit Makes the Flowers Grow." Do you want to talk about it? We kind of like to dedicate it to the American president, who we call the Pussy Harbor.
So yes, our newly, it wasn't a political song when we wrote it, but it just became that. Ready?
Ready.
Mark, get set, go. Fertility song.
Yeah.
It's coming down pretty hard, so there's no escape right now. But I bet you don't have any real profanity in this one at all.
It's my dad calls it a family song, really.
It is, yeah. So there's I have a song that, or a joke that goes with this song.
You should tell it.
I have a song that goes with this joke. So there's this woman, and she goes to the gynecologist's office, and she said to the doctor, she said, "Doctor, I need some contraception." And he's like, "What, are you ignorant?" She said, "Yeah, 3 months." Hungry for you, I could eat her.
Knock Leo.
Knock Leo.
Songs. It was written by Harriet Nilsson and performed by one of our favorite singers, Olive Oil. He needs me.
that song. That was such a nice song, and now we're going to do, we're going to bring up a special guest to portray our dirtbag boyfriend in this next song. When we recorded this song, we had Shooter Jennings pretend to be our dirtbag boyfriend for it. And it's really an awful song. You're not going to feel good about clapping, probably. But don't let that stop you.
You can clap in the end.
That guy gets it in the end.
Just hang in there.
I feel like the best. Well, here we go. So we couldn't get Shooter, but we have our friend Stabber. It takes a really brave man to come up here and sing this song, so he lost a bet, clearly.
Apologizing now to
you everybody. You really love us.
And my wife.
Yes, apologize to your wife right now. We will, too. She's selling our merch right now. It's pretty awesome.
They both lost bets.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go.
This is called I Miss My Boyfriend, Will You Hit Me?
Well, darling, you say you know me like the back of my hand, but there's something you don't know and you gotta understand. You see, I've been sort of living a double life. I've been treating you like my wife. Some kind of law. I was hogtied, tied, and put away, but don't worry, baby, I wasn't afraid. I know you love me, and I know you'll miss me, and how. But you gotta understand, I'm someone else's bitch now. But with good behavior, I'll be out and free. Sign with love, I'm the penitent.
I miss my boyfriend.
Yourself up. That's my job.
Thanks, Jeff Trio. He's our best friend. He's really great. He's actually a really nice person. He only hates us a little bit. We figure you kind of got to laugh at the bullies to take their power away, so. Is it time for that?
Time for you to sing your love song to me.
So Kathy and I decided one time, sort of recently, to write a love song for each other. And but Kathy turned out to be kidding.
We were drunk.
Drinking, it was New Year's party, and we laughed when I said it. I just didn't know we weren't kidding. So I wrote the first couple of verses. And then Kathy, I sprung it on Kathy at a show in Austin, and she had to write the last one on the spot.
In front of people and everything.
So this is how it goes.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Amy.
Is there lipstick on my teeth right now?
No, keep trying.
Okay.
Our twisted lives are bound by fate. I love you so much that I can't see straight. So I'm telling you now, cause I just couldn't wait. Kathy, I'm gay for you.
Sarcastically sometimes, so. I don't know what to talk about now. I think it's time to bring up reinforcements.
Yeah, I think we need some dog trumpet. I think we need some help.
Dog trumpet is the reason that we're here on this trip. They brought us out here, and they're brave to associate with us, too. We love them very much. They're international treasures, living legends. Red designed this t-shirt here. Designed a secure t-shirt and everything. So we got some over here. And we've been helping them sell their merch too. And
we're really good at selling merch. Other people's merch. We're not gonna sell it. Hi guys.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi guys.
How are you going?
We've been so busy trying to sell your merch. My hand hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my hand hurts from taking all those American dollars.
Oh, I really like the Australian money, so much nicer.
Yeah, it's more colorful.
Yeah, it's got little windows in it.
Yeah, it's so see-through, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently. That's transparency at the moment.
I think it works with my astigmatism. I can see better through the
money. Oh, really?
Yeah. Tie it to my other glasses. Take the other lenses out. It looks really cool,
I'll
too.
I'll do it for you when you're
sleeping.
Try it. It's amazing.
I was walking around like that last night. You didn't see me?
Mm-hmm. I had American dollars on my eyes. Okay, so this next song is a song for the ladies.
Are you still tuning, Rich?
The ladies?
No, I'm just watching my TV show.
I've got
a box set of the Leyland Brothers. I'm just trying to.
How long's the show?
It's 6 hours.
Oh, good. That's quite an awkward silence, but we'll do it. That's how much we love you.
All right.
Okay.
I don't think they know who the Leyland Brothers are.
I was trying to pretend
that
I just smiled.
Yeah, it really, you don't want to know. Too much information.
I did what, Amy? They dated them. They're brothers, then, probably.
Right?
Am I right?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so this is the song for the ladies. Are we ready?
Ready.
Does anybody have anything else to talk about before we sing one of the song, ladies? Okay, here we go. We don't really count in professionally, as you probably noticed. One, two, ready, go.
Did your daddy steal the star?
Rewind. I was so busy looking at Kathy McGee. She's playing so beautifully.
Is my hair right?
Yeah, your hair looks good.
Is my hair right? It's distracting me too. And all this smoke just came. That was what I was distracted. But okay. We don't have smoke machines, right? No, but these guys do.
Wow.
That's how hot they sound. They're brighter.
Peter's hair's looking good too. It's a great wig.
Lucky there's no mirrors here, or I would have been completely befuddled.
Don't move your head too.
I was thinking that too. I wondered if it was the spirits from. We played the clarinet the last couple times that we were here in this town, and we started talking with the spirits. And
I think it's the medicated spirits.
Oh, right, it's your new album.
You guys are good. You guys are bringing smoky spirits everywhere. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. This is smooth and commercial.
Could you guys do me a favor and just rewind a little bit when we'll really know?
Okay, so from,
do you come here often? What's your sign?
You girls must be models.
Oh, we're just prototypes. Sweet talker, why don't you shut up? I'm tired and I am fed up with all your lies and
charm.
Well, we thought it would be too good, but it wouldn't inspire the young people to play music.
Yeah, that's true. That's like, you need to, if you're like, oh my god, they suck and they're still doing it, oh, I'm gonna do it.
And we get paid too, so.
You think I can do it better?
If we're getting paid to suck, that means we're hookers, right?
In a way. Yeah.
Okay. Song that we learned from the movie The Jerk.
We have a lot of songs off movies.
Yeah. Oh, I start that. Oh, okay, for you guys to start. Y'all look so nice. You guys look great too. I can't see you, but you look like big bright white lights.
It looks like there's probably thousands of
you. Gorgeous. Oh, do you guys want to talk about it? Are you talking about your personal problems?
No, it's just.
We were all talking about you.
I was just saying, we've been really going well tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, today. So, yeah, I've got it wrong.
Because it's an early show, we're not drunk yet.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're not doing. Hey,
what are we not doing?
Drinking.
Oh, yeah, we get it. Oh, no, my oh, yeah was actually. Do we have any gigs to plug? Don't we have something going on tomorrow, but we don't know when it is?
Yeah, we're playing at the LA.
Oh, yeah, the wrong thing. It's
the beautiful ballroom hotel thing up the road there, the street.
Hotel-y thing. I like that.
Yeah.
We're playing at the hotel-y thing up the street.
In the afternoon.
At like 2?
Yeah, that's good.
Ish?
That's close enough.
It's both of our bands. Yeah, it's going to be great. You can wear your t-shirts that you buy here and bring them to the show.
And you get in for half price.
Because
we're going to double the
festival ticket?
We're doubling the cost of them here.
Oh, yeah.
That's a ballroom, so you got to have balls to go.
And room for them.
yeah, that's why they call them ballrooms, because they used to have much bigger balls.
They're like big pants.
As it meant only in ballrooms.
Just like a wide stance. You can just,
yeah.
That reminds me of a joke. So there was this woman, I might have already read it, but I'm just going to tell it anyways. So there was this woman and she was playing golf at a really fancy golf course and she got stung by a bee. She was appalled that could happen at a fancy course. So she went into the pro shop and she complained to the golf pro that was there. She said, "I was stung by a bee." And he said, "Well, where were you stung?" And she said, "Between the first and second hole." And he said, "Well, for one thing, your stance is too wide." Moment while we were writing it, I kind of came up with this weird guitar thing, and then Kathy kind of just started and made the first line about finding a foot on the railroad track, which is the first thing on the top of our head.
I feel like that's kind of a common thought, no?
Not really, but then the weird thing is we kind of wrote just a verse of it, and then we put it down for a little while, because we didn't really know where to go from there, and then all of a sudden all these feet, severed feet started washing up on the coast of Vancouver, and there was all this press about it, and I think it got up to like 11 feet.
That's high.
That's pretty high. Yeah, it was a big stack.
It was a big pile.
And, but it was like...
They didn't match.
We wondered, thank God, for a
mismatch.
You don't want to lose both. But it was just a really strange thing, and we thought, well, what if we have something to do with it? So maybe we should finish the song so it doesn't happen anymore. So we finished the song, and I think it stopped happening. And so we're sorry about all those feet.
That's the power of folk youth. Don't stop writing songs.
It's the healing power.
They're good with odd socks too.
We can't really play a lot of the parts of ourselves. So
they can.
They can
learn them, and they know them better than us.
Yeah.
Still, I believe the best band in the world.
You are.
No, you are.
You are.
I'm not talking about ourselves.
Thank you very much.
You want to fight?
We do have a fairly high-time mutual admiration.
Yeah, it's true.
They've been calling us a super group, which is really funny because we don't really have. I was like, what's a super group? Like, we have powers or something? And then someone said, no, it's when people who are from other really popular groups. And we're like, we're not from other popular groups. This is our only band. Our dads are popular, so but that's kind of funny. So they're, we get credit for that.
The super sperm.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of,
the
next song.
We're dropping an F-bomb in this one. So, just in case anybody wants to
know. We're singing it nicely.
Yeah,
we're just dropping. Nobody's going to notice.
It's called Starfucker. And it's from
Starfucker. It's not getting a lot of radio play. In fact, they can't even talk about it on the radio.
Or anywhere, really. I mean, it's just kind of,
not want to talk about it.
But anyways, we almost called it Constellation Consummation.
That's harder. We couldn't spell it. It's harder to say.
So take note, kids.
Okay.
Or maybe don't.
Okay. Oh yeah, you start it, don't you?
Well, okay.
Okay.
Can we start?
Yeah, please.
This is a song then, in that case, if I was a polygamist and I was married to Kathy and Amy, this would be the song that I'd sing to them after about a year or two probably.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's being optimistic.
Are there any wives here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen? Rhetorical question, I suppose. But hands up, wives.
Nobody wants to admit it.
No, there's one over here. Could you please come up here? It's going to be easy.
Yeah, we'd like all the wives to come down the front and do some really embarrassing freeform jazz dancing, if you don't mind.
So bored that I think she might leave. Just watching the TV is never enough anymore. I look in her eyes and try not to think. They're dark and they're heavy. My wife is upset because things have decayed. I think
that she thinks that she's living like a slave.
Sounded like the thin, sad sound of a wife crying.
I thought there was a woman up here crying, yes. That was your guitar. It wasn't sure if it was you or your guitar.
A lonely board crying sound.
It was beautiful. It made me cry a little bit.
Well, sorry about that.
Okay. Are you okay, Tom? I needed a good cry. It's okay.
Well, we forgot we could have got our drummers and bass players, but I'm not sure.
Well, maybe we'll do like another song and then we'll bring them out. Because it would be good to have them out here.
What should we do though?
Fences? Okay. I don't know. We don't really know it very well, but we could try it.
Yeah, it sounds like all of our other songs.
This is what we do. Yeah. We normally just wing it. Hope these guys do okay with winging it. Okay.
Reckless heart will go on loving you.
tell a joke. I'll tell one after.
Okay.
Might even know the song.
I didn't notice.
We're never going to play again.
Ian Shedden on drums and Bernie Hayes on bass.
I got something in my eye. It's your finger.
Or your eyeball.
Might be. Okay, well, Captain wants me to tell a joke. How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb? Too, but how'd they get in there? Another one? Oh, okay. Skeleton walks into a bar and says, "Give me a beer and a mop." Or the naked lady walks into the bar and she says, "Give me a beer and a shot of whiskey." And the bartender says, "Well, how do you intend on paying for it?" She says, "Take it out of this, buddy." And he said, "Got anything smaller?" They get worse. Stop him.
They get much worse. So,
what's up? I don't know. I was looking through it. Well, let's stagger the F-bombs for later, for if we can.
Well, let's go.
Keep on crowd.
Okay.
Quattro. Let's do Quattro.
Okay.
Kathy and I met in San Diego and just over the border is Tijuana, so we heard lots of weird stories. We'll tell you what this means later if you don't get it, but don't Google it. Don't Google. I saw the bachelor's party. Just to give me some time.
DJ to a DJ. It's our single off of our Starfucker album.
That was not getting any radio play either.
We thought it really thought it would, but it's not. But we have to sing it anyway. So.
Did you say it was our first single?
It was, and we actually wrote it with an Australian artist, Leroy Lee. He was pretty amazing too, and most of his stuff was really beautiful. So.
It's an international co-write.
It is an international co-write. So, one, two, ready, go. Oh, wrong. Okay. One, two, ready, go.
Wasting away like the time I've been spending.
might be our last song, huh?
It might be. It depends on how long it takes.
We've got 7 minutes. That's time for two.
Okay, we'll do this song that my grandfather wrote the lyrics years ago to the song. He's Woody Guthrie. And then Wilco put the music to it just a few years ago, 10 years ago. I don't know. It's been a long time. It's called California Stars. Are we all ready? Always waiting on the
gift.
It's the same finger. Maybe it's a different finger. Makes it more.
Luckily, I don't need to see anything, so. Everybody looks great. Thank you. I don't know where it's spider or not. It might be, yeah. Or a drop there. Got in my eye. How big are they? Just depends on how far away they are.
California stars, jump up on my starboard, making our way up to me.
sing along. I grew up in a family of folk singers, and so we weren't allowed to swear around the house or anything, or talking or angry, but if we sang it, it was okay. So my sisters and I learned how to sing real well. We sang, we weren't really great, but we sang a lot around the house, and then we were told that if it's in harmony, you can pretty much get away with anything. So we learned how to harmonize pretty young too. So this next song is called "Motherfucker Got Fucked Up," because it got in the way. It's a sing along. It's okay to sing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, ask your parents. But I want to. It's our last song. So if you don't like it, don't worry. You can re-sing.
And we're gonna go over there, I think, and hang out at the merch booth and sell some dog trumpet stuff and some folk youth stuff. And,
yeah,
and these cool T-shirts that Rich.
And you must buy the Starfucker album, because it's just a good family sing-along album.
And it takes up a lot of room in our suitcases.
Yeah. So those T-shirts.
So practical.
Slashing the prices left and right.
These prices are insane, people.
We've got some crazy bargains. It's just got to be practical.
Are we crazy? We're crazy.
Okay,
here we go.
Ready?
On your mark, get set, go.
Motherfucker got fucked up, cause he got in the way. Not a lot of things to say. Motherfucker got in the way. Motherfucker got
Thank you, everybody.